This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged Monday in the capital, with both sides claiming control of strategic sites. A doctors' union says nearly 100 people have been killed in the clashes as the calls for a ceasefire. They're growing. VOA's Michael Atit reports.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. The East African Regional Bloc, IGAD, has delegated the presidents of South Sudan, Kenya, and Djibouti to talk to the Sudanese warring parties in an effort to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The European Union called for a cessation of hostilities and de-escalation in Sudan Monday as the army and a former militia engaged in deadly fighting. EU Commission spokesperson Nabila Masrali.
All efforts are welcome to seek ways to support dialogue and mediation, return to civilian-led transition. And of course, we call on external actors to refrain from interfering.
The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked by a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. Pending a new hearing, Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira remains in detention. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says it fired warning shots to repel a North Korean patrol vessel that temporarily crossed the country's disputed Western Sea boundary while chasing a Chinese fishing boat. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday the North Korean patrol boat crossed the so-called northern limit line around 11 a.m. Saturday, but immediately retreated after a South Korean naval vessel fired warning shots. The United States Navy has sailed a warship through the Taiwan Straits in its first known transit since China carried out a large encirclement exercise around Taiwan. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. 7th Fleet said the transit through the strait by the USS Milius on Sunday was routine. Last week, China concluded air and sea drills in the strait that were intended as retaliation for Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen meeting with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on a visit to the U.S. earlier this month. China claims Taiwan is its own territory. A Chinese official earlier said its drills simulating an encirclement of Taiwan were intended as a serious warning to pro-independence politicians on the self-governing island and their foreign supporters. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
An analysis by the Associated Press finds Republican lawmakers in at least a dozen states have been proposing legislation to shut down the offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion at colleges and universities around the country. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The AP research finds more than 30 bills with similar language crafted by conservative groups seeking to ban funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion offices or forbid those concepts in employment and education decisions.
The common vernacular now is woke.
Texas Republican State Representative Carl Tepper introduced such a measure in his state, saying DEI offices sow division on things like slavery and race relations.
They're ideologically driven, I believe, on a Marxist foundation, anti-American.
But the president of the American Association of University Professors, Irene Mulvey, says
political, ideological directives onto our campuses
and
ultimately threatening democracy.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
SpaceX prepared for its first launch attempt of its giant rocket Monday when this happened.
T-minus 9 minutes and counting. We're listening on one of the background loops right now. Flight director is talking about the issue we've had on first stage, working the pressurization system. Decision right now is that we are going to stop the launch for today.
Elon Musk and his company had planned to launch the nearly 400-foot Starship rocket from the southern tip of the U.S. state of Texas near the Mexican border. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.